Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Longhoff today and tomorrow. We're going to talk some hockey. So we welcome in Joe Beninati from NBC Sports Washington. Joe, how are you?
Fellas, I'm doing great. Good of you to spend some time on the ice with us.
So I got to ask you about this schedule and how it's treating you, because it is interesting seeing these teams play each other over and over and over again. Has it made your job easy, more difficult? How do you feel about it?
It's treating me like a baby treats a diaper. Well, no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad for me. Easy for me to just flap my gums from the booth, but there's a lot of prep work that goes into it. I think the Caps are in a stretch right now, fellas, where we would play, I think it's 9 games in 15 days, and it's extraordinary to look further ahead, how things will be getting even more ramped up in March and then April. The amount of games is incredible, and the amount of time they're trying to fit all of this in amidst all the protocols is remarkable. Tip of the cap to everybody for getting it done, and for getting it done as well as they can. I've never seen anything like it. It's busy, but it's a good busy, and I'm very grateful every time I get a chance to just walk into the rink.
What do you think of the Caps this year? I mean, I've been fortunate to be able to see a lot of games. I mean, at times they look really good. Sometimes they come out, it looked a little slow, but then, you know, came out in the second period, and whatever they did, they look like, you know, they're supposed to. But is the window closing on them because they're getting to be a little older as an NHL team?
Well, Ed, I mean, they're the oldest team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Rangers are the youngest. I think the Caps are the oldest by average age. And I've seen inconsistencies. I think I've seen that with most teams this year. With respect to the Capitals, sitting where they are with the mark that they have at 9-5-4, to be second place in the East, which is a really competitive bracket. And then when you think about what they've had from an injury adversity standpoint, from the COVID-19 absences that they had, I think, you know, just to keep their heads above water has been good. They haven't been nearly the, quote, elite team that some people expect them to be. I firmly believe they are a playoff-caliber team in that Eastern bracket, although it is tight, and it's going to be an amazing race. But they've been inconsistent, and I think a lot of that has to do with the way they had I know they started 6-0-3 somehow without most of their best players. It was incredible to see them there with at times with half of their roster. Now that they've got people back, I expect them to play better. They expect themselves to be better, and not just for pockets of the game, Ed. I mean, you're astute in the comment that you're seeing them play for flashes in instances of 10 or 15 minutes where they do look like a cup contender, and then they'll go 15 or 20 minutes and look like somebody who doesn't have an interest in playing. I know that's driving Peter Laviolette to get his team into those virtual Zoom rooms and give them a browbeating. He expects them to be better tonight against Pittsburgh than they were on Tuesday, where they had those instances where they were flat. And I'm not sure I could put my finger on why, but those reasons are pretty apparent when you see them. Those stretches in time are really apparent when you see them. They just don't have that same oomph that they may either start a game or finish. It's been hard to pin down.
Talking to Joe Beninati from NBC Sports Washington here on the Big Bad Morning Show. And Joe, who's the best team you've seen this year? Because with the unbalanced schedule, I guess maybe there could be better teams that have faced stiffer competition along the way. But who's the best team that you've seen?
Inside the East, obviously, just those are the teams that I've only seen with my own eyes. Boston and Philly have been the two best. I think Boston is very well constructed. There was a plan in the offseason for them to get younger defensively. That's one of the reasons why Zdeno Chara is in Washington. No disrespect to Z, but they wanted to play a different kind of style of defense, and it seems to be working for them. Their roster is deep. I think they have, in many ways, a similar sort of breakdown as the Caps with regard to experience. Their best players are getting a bit long in the tooth, but they're an extraordinarily well-put-together team, and Patrice Bergeron is probably a player who doesn't get nearly enough respect for what he does. Pasternak is an emerging superstar from a goal-scoring standpoint. Boston's been really, really good. When I watch TV and watch the other games, I always remark about how fast Vegas is. I mean, that's a track team in on skates. I'm really impressed. I'm always impressed by what I see from the likes of St. Louis, and that they play, again, similar to Washington, a very heavy kind of game. It's the kind of game that I'm not sure in the regular season holds up. In the playoffs, when you play that heavy, you tend to roll. I thought Florida has been an amazing surprise. Jeremy, although I always have great faith in what Coach Quenneville can do behind a bench, I think Florida and Chicago probably are the two biggest surprises, at least record-wise. And then Toronto, from an absolute firepower standpoint, you want high-scoring hockey, guys, just watch that Scotia North Division. I mean, it just seems like every night the games are 5-4, and a team like Edmonton has probably the two best offensive players in the league in Dreisaitl and McDavid, and Toronto's been really good. And we've been expecting Toronto to be good and to be a threat. And with the way the playoffs are going to shake out this year, you know, somebody from the north, someone from the Canadian, quote, division is going to get into the NHL's version of the Final Four, and there hasn't been a Canadian team to win the Cup in a long, long time.
Yep, and you mentioned Dreisaitl and McDavid, number one and two scorers in the league. I guess my question is, with this, the way the divisions are, you know, constructed this year, with Canadian teams just playing each other, and we all know the way it's constructed now, are we getting a clear picture? I mean, I'm shocked by the Panthers, frankly. I'm glad you mentioned it. Out of all of them, they surprised me the most. But are we getting a clear picture about who's really good? Because, you know, the Maple Leafs, they're not going to play the Lightning. They're not going to play the Bruins. You know, they don't play these other teams where, you know, the real strong teams in the other divisions. Like, are we getting a true, you know, picture of who's really good since they're only playing the same teams over and over?
No, you're not getting the same detail that you would in a normal cross-section of a, quote, 82-game regular season? No, not at all, Ed, but because, you know, I think everybody would love the opportunity to beat up on Ottawa,
yes.
And the Canadian teams are getting that opportunity 10 times. I think you get a good idea. With respect to Florida, for a while, I think Craig Lachlan and I and all of our NBC Sports Washington folks have been saying, you know, offensively, that team has looked like they can hang with most squads. Their top two lines in particular have a lot of pop. And if Coach Q could bring a defensive structure there, they could be interesting. They still give up a lot of goals. And that's coming from a guy who watches the Caps and, in particular, play the Penguins tonight, the two teams that have given up the most goals in the East Division. But Florida's offensive capabilities keep them in any game. And nowadays, with the games being played 3-4, 4 games in 6 nights, like I've referred to the Caps, 9-15 nights, if you have offensive horses that you can turn loose, you're in good shape. And we know Toronto does. They're loaded in that regard. I think the offensive-minded teams are going to have greater advantages, especially as the season goes along and people start to get tired, because this is going to be a tiring schedule. I want to say at the outset, Jeremy and Ed, they planned on 56 games in 114 days. And now you've had teams be postponed for weeks due to the COVID absences. So that amount of time to get these games in is shrinking. It's going to take a lot out of these athletes. And I think they're the finest athletes on the planet, but it's going to take a lot out of them to be as consistent as you'd like from cover to cover.
Playoffs are going to be fun with teams seeing each other for the first time. So, Joe, appreciate your time as always, and I know we look forward to talking to you down the line again.
Guys, my pleasure. Let's do it again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.